Friends, as the video tells us, we are having a new series on Momentum for Life. It's based on the work of Reverend Michael Slaughter. And if you follow along the next 5 weeks, hopefully what you'll come out of it is early enough in this year is some plans maybe to instigate and implement some changes in your life. I thought about this and kind of tongue-in-cheek. I think I'm preaching myself for the next 5 weeks, but I hope you'll come along with me seeking just to be a better person, a better follower of Christ, and invite you to be about that same thing. So if you want to take out your message notes, you can fill in the blanks if you'd like. You can write in the margins, whatever is helpful for you. There are I'm thinking about that tree out there, friends. There's 5 days of devotional material, and hopefully that it's all meant to elongate the scripture and the message that's based on that scripture. With that invitation, let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our minds be upon you, Lord, as you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It happens from time to time, perhaps more than we might think, that when a person is in their automobile, when they're driving, they might put their car in reverse rather than drive, or drive rather than reverse, and things can happen, right? I remember driving a tractor through a fence on the farm where I grew up, and I meant to put the tractor into park, but didn't quite get there, so I put my foot up off the clutch. It went forward and through the fence. And since the fence was around our cattle feedlot, it was necessary to fix that fence immediately that fall evening, that very chilly, no, cold fall evening. We didn't lose any cattle. Funny, they ran away from where the big noise was. That's an embarrassing story to share with you, and it was an expensive and exasperating experience. And you know what I really appreciated about my father when I put that tractor through the fence? His kindness. Oh, he yelled a bit, but I think that was because he was surprised, and he was standing beside the fence. But he immediately climbed up onto the tractor, ensured that it was indeed back in park. I'd already gotten it there, but checked to see if I was all right, and then together we began to fix the fence. Momentum was a factor in my driving the tractor through the fence, and I did not react quick enough to stop the tractor from going through the fence. And I would have you know that it wasn't like I drove the tractor completely through a fence. I mean, just the front end of it had a bucket on the front of it, and that's what went through the fence. Momentum is defined as the quantity of motion moving a body measured as a product of its mass and its velocity. So its impact depends on how fast you're going and how big you are or how big the vehicle you are in traveling at the time. And when talking about momentum of our lives, we are usually talking about how our life is proceeding, our careers, our relationships, our putting our lives, our health, our welfare, our putting our lives in order. It is with certain care and compassion that we want to help one another gain momentum for life by putting our lives into drive, specifically moving forward. Now, Michael Slaughter is a retired United Methodist pastor who is known for his ministry at Ginghamsburg United Methodist Church in Tipp City, Ohio. And about 15 years ago, he wrote a book titled Momentum for Life. The subtitle is Biblical Practices for Sustaining Physical Health, Personal Integrity, and Strategic Focus. It's a great book, and I want to share with you early in this year a series of messages on how to put our lives in drive, to move forward in our lives. DRIVE is an acronym in which Pastor Slaughter created for himself, as he recognized that after many years of marriage and ministry, his life was not really in drive. He wasn't moving forward in life. DRIVE is an acronym, and so his definition of momentum adds the dimension of moving forward, so putting it in drive, moving forward, which might be assumed in many other definitions of momentum, but his relationship with God had suffered. Even though he had been in ministry for many years, decades, And he had gone through years of turmoil in his marriage and wanted to renew that important covenant relationship based on God's presence and love for both he and his wife. Michael also recognized that his body had suffered from years of neglect. He wrote his realization that, quote, "You cannot get to where you want to be in your faith, influence, relationships, vocation, or physical, emotional health if you are not moving forward." And there are many things going on in our world that cause us to question the leadership of nations and companies and yes, even the church. Last week I mentioned the pastor accused of murdering his wife, and you only have to watch any newscast to find political maneuverings aimed at indiscretions of every person, regardless of what side of the row they are on. This past year's election campaign was one of hurtful barbs and arrows flung from both sides. It was not the best demonstration of humanity that we can find. Pastor Slaughter offers this insight, quote, "Maintaining life momentum is imperative if we are going to navigate our way faithfully through a world of clouded moral boundaries." That phrase, clouded moral boundaries, I can't say that I like it, but it's an apt description of our world. And I want to briefly share with you concepts of drive that will help that helped Michael and countless others as they moved their lives forward in positive ways. The D of drive stands for devotion to God. And we often think of devotion as an activity of spiritual practice. Often devotions involve the reading of Scripture or prayer or meditation. Certainly that is true, and Pastor Slaughter writes a great deal about the study of Scripture and developing our receptivity to God's presence in our lives. I was thinking about a more generic definition of devotion, though, which would be love and loyalty or enthusiasm for a person, an activity, or a cause. That definition challenges me in terms of thinking about what I love and to what I am loyal and for what I am enthusiastic. Slaughter writes, "What we do determines who we become." He continues, "I wanted to see life through God's eyes and become passionate about the concerns that matter most to God." At Central Church, we're trying to live up to our mission of connecting with God, connecting with others, and changing our world with Christ's love. We truly want to be a place of connection. And that is what we have become, and I believe it is in large part due to our active participation in creating an inclusive and welcoming church. Are we perfect? No. But who is? I remember a leader mentioning a principle of his life summed up in a made-up word, kanei, C-A-N-E-I, constant and never-ending improvement. Are we working toward that always in our lives? Are we working toward it as a general principle, but also daily living up to constant and never-ending improvement? And I want to say more about our devotion to God in a minute. But the next letters, to review it briefly, the next letter from the acronym DRIVE are representatives of the focus of the messages for this next 4 weeks. I want to mention them to you. R stands for readiness of lifelong learning. Readiness of lifelong learning. You know, what are you reading? What are you feeding your souls with? What are you watching on television? What are you, with whom are you relating? What are you listening on the radio? And what classes are you experiencing? Lifelong learning. The I denotes investing in key relationships. Slaughter makes the distinction that this investing begins with family. Are you investing in key relationships in your life? I share just a little personal story. My daughter gave me a puzzle for Christmas. She drew my name in our family drawing. And I've kind of taken up with making these, they're wooden puzzles. You put them together and they fun. So she bought me a music box that I'm going to make. And she says, I'd like to do that with you, Dad. She says, I almost bought one for myself. And so I think I might get her one. I've already invited her to come over. Come on over sometime, you know. She lives in Kalamazoo, so it takes a little while. And she's got to bring her husband, too, but he can come. But, you know. But I thought, wouldn't it be cool to just sit with my daughter? It takes 7 hours to make this puzzle, but if we spend a few hours on Friday and a few hours on Saturday, we'll get it done, you know? And I thought maybe I'd buy her one, and we could do it together, come up with something beautiful that we can have in our homes, something that we created together. She's my only daughter. I got three sons, of whom I love deeply, but you only get one daughter. Kind of special relationship. Are you investing in key relationships? And that doesn't include your family, but friends and church members and Bible study partners and prayer partners. V of drive indicates vision for the future. The Bible tells us that without a vision, the people perish. So we need a vision in our lives. We need something to work toward. We need something to propel us and compel us forward. We're going to talk about developing a vision for ourselves that is in line with God's vision for all creation as we go through this series of messages. And then finally, E stands for eating and exercise. Well, now I've moved from preaching to meddling, right? To put this part of Mike Slaughter's acronym in context, he suffered a heart attack in 2000. He's a tall, thin guy. You would thought robust looking, you know, but he wasn't taking care of his heart. And he had a devastating heart attack. And so he started to take care of himself, eat better, exercise more, got a personal trainer for a while to get him back on track. And, you know, I often quote Paul during funerals and memorial services saying that these bodies are just our temporary souls on earth. But it's more about it's more than just wanting to live longer. It's about wanting to take care of our bodies so that we can experience life, experience relationships, experience the world with good health in ways that allow us to maximize those experiences, our lives. We should take care of these tents with which we experience the world around us and the presence of God on a daily basis. Now, with that quick review of DRIVE, the DRIVE acronym, I want to tell you of my desire for all of us to put our lives in DRIVE and begin the journey toward personal health and integrity and strategy, and that includes me. I'm preaching to me. I want to share a bit more about our devotion to God. The scripture today from Matthew's Gospel is a wonderful story of the miracle of the feeding of 5,000. This is the only miracle of Jesus that is recorded in all four Gospels. Therefore, it's really important. Matthew mentions that there were 5,000 plus women and children. Very inclusive. This story is, of course, wonderful as indicated by its inclusion in all four Gospels. And as you may remember me saying, the purpose of miracles is not to wow people, but rather to elicit faith. The purpose of miracles is not to elicit wow in people, but to elicit faith. Miracles are meant to solidify our understanding, our respect, and devotion to Jesus the Christ. Miracles are, let me put it this way, are toppings and garnishing on the meal that is Jesus' teachings and life. The feeding of the 5,000 can be viewed as Jesus providing the substance that will give us life and sustain our lives. After all, we do call Jesus the bread of life. But the miracles are meant to be an accompaniment to those miracles, to his teachings, illustrations of specifically caring for individuals, offering healing and wholeness of body, and I believe mind and spirit as well. Jesus led by example. His teachings were relevant and meaningful. His miracles and healings were concrete examples of Jesus investing in the lives of specific people in specific ways. Jesus was providing a great example when the event of the feeding of the 5,000 occurred. To give you a context of this miracle, though Jesus had just learned that John the Baptist John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, had just been beheaded by Herod. Jesus was on his way, after hearing that news, to be alone, to seek God's presence and peace. Shalom, wholeness, salvation, peace. But the crowd followed him, and you have to picture this. Jesus is at the northern end of the Sea of Galilee, or the Gennesaret Lake, as it's called in Israel. He traveled across it to be alone, but the people, the crowd, went around the northern edge of the lake. Some of them maybe walking as far as 12 miles. I mean, this is not a short journey. So by the time Jesus lands on the opposite shore of the lake at the northern end of the Sea of Galilee, the people are already there. And Jesus cast his eyes upon them. And even in the midst of his grief, he had compassion for them. Now, after dismissing the crowd and healing the sick, Jesus had already postponed his time with his Heavenly Father to care for the crowd of people, but he dismissed the crowd and then went up the mountain to be alone afterwards. And the purpose of this review of the Scripture for today is to say that our devotion to God through Jesus Christ is deserved, as Jesus demonstrated to us 20 centuries ago his devotion to us, to the crowd, to people. And as we go through the next four messages on this Momentum for Life series, I invite you to journal through your experiences, and at the very least, utilize the 5 days of devotions within your message notes in the bulletin. These messages are meant to help you break through barriers keeping you from being the person that God created you to be, knowing that our devotion to God's plan for us is matched by God's presence and devotion to us. As Michael Slaughter writes, quote, "The practices based on the acronym DRIVE represents disciplines for sustaining strategic focus, integrity, and personal health as a leader, and really as a follower of Jesus the Christ. If you're feeling stuck or something moving back is, or sometimes moving backwards when you think you're in drive or moving forwards when you need to back up, it is my plan that this series of messages will help us put our lives in drive. You can do this. I can do this. Momentum for Life will be your blessing as you faithfully live out the disciplines of your own program, whatever you'll come up with at the end of these 5 weeks together. And over the next 4 weeks, we will continue working with the DRIVE acronym. And I pray you'll join us as you may discover and map out your own journey. And friends, that's the Word of God for the people of God today at Central United Methodist Church, in the name of our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.